This is 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Every week, we take time out to look at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County, and we do so through the eyes of the artists and creative workers and institutions who help shape our local quality of life, place, and economy. WEMU's Creative Impact content partner is the Arts Alliance, and Deb Pollack is its president and CEO and my co-host for Creative Impact. Good to have you back, even if by phone.
It's good to be here, David. Hey, do you remember a conversation a while back about, the surprising durability of the nonprofit arts and cultural organizations in Washtenaw County?
Yeah, like isn't the average age a quarter century, 25 years or so?
Yeah, you're right, actually. It's just a little bit less than that. And I'm happy today to actually talk about one of my favorites, which is turning 50 years old, and that's Art Train. So in truth, Art Train does, in fact, employ me, and I am on contract out to the Arts Alliance. But I'd like to mark this milestone by inviting one of our Art Train's long-term board members, Damian Farrell, to join us today.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Damian. It's good to have you with us.
It's an absolute delight to be here. Thank you very much, David and Deb.
So, Damian, Art Train's founders were Helen Milliken, who was the First Lady of Michigan, and E. Ray Scott, who was the first director of the Michigan Council for the Arts, and Art Train was its first project. Do I remember correctly it was the Millikens that introduced you to Art Train when you first came to Ann Arbor?
It was. I met Bill Milliken shortly after I immigrated here in late 1987 at a social event. We became very close friends. It even involved spending a Christmas with the Millikens up in Traverse City in my very early years. And that's when I learned about this extraordinary organization.
How did Mrs. Milliken speak about the founding of the organization and its legacy at that time? Do you recall?
I don't recall much of the detail. I was just fascinated. Coming from South Africa, we didn't have a legacy of this kind of thing. So this was an introduction for me to a whole new kind of thinking. So I was both processing the thinking of the enormity of a project like this, but also understanding how powerful the giving community is in this country. So it was an education on many different levels. I was just struck by the vision that someone could sit down, talk about taking a train, putting art on it, taking around at that time, obviously, the state of Michigan, and that it would actually happen and pull off.
Deb, you were hired in 1993 to Art Train after working at the Michigan Theater. What drew you to the job and to the organization?
Well, what drew me to the job was that it was a visual arts organization, and I'd spent my time in the performing arts, so I wanted to expand my horizons a little bit. But, you know, I have to tell you that I thought Art Train was mostly about introducing people to the arts and doing that by touring art on a train to small town America. I really soon learned that its brilliance was how it used the arts to build community. And Damian, I bet you have lots of memories of how the advance work that we would do with different parts of those communities would bring people together and then build long-lasting arts programs or redevelop areas and neighborhoods even.
I do. And I remember my very first road trip to have a board meeting. And I know this had been part of the discussion, but that's what it took to sink home, was actually being on site to see it. My most memorable of all of those years was Aurora, Colorado. David, this community came together. They worked with the railway lines. They cut the lines, created a temporary siding to park the art train on, restored the lines without interrupting any of the major rail schedules. And that, to me, was community at its best. Because we all know how difficult it is to work with an organization like these massive rail organizations. That told it all.
For many of the people who got to experience Art Train in various communities, particularly the small towns, it was the first exposure to art, particularly for children. Do you recall kind of walking through the train and watching people take in what was being offered and kind of looking in those faces and seeing a difference being made?
Well, yes. I can actually tell you for certain the difference that's made, because to this day, we still get emails and calls from people that will tell us about how they were that child who saw the world visually and were always drawing and painting, but nobody encouraged it. And it was because they went to Art Train, because they saw the artist that we had on board, that they were encouraged to further that interest of theirs and that they are now practicing artists and creatives. And that is an amazing legacy, as well as what Damien spoke about, you know, all the arts organizations across the country and more than 80 here in Michigan that Art Train helped develop.
And Art Train, of course, received the National Medal for Museum Services, well deserved. This is Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU with Deb Pollack, my Creative Impact co-host. We're talking with Damien Farrell, who is a local architect and long-serving board member of Art Train, which is marking its 50th anniversary this week. The Art Train Museum was retired a long time ago, Damien. There was a plan for an evolution, a semi-tractor trailer to replace the train cars. Whatever became of that?
Oh, it is sitting right here on the hard drive on my computer, and I think about it every day. And it's my determination to see Art Train go on the road again using trucks. We know it can be done. We've seen how it can be done. We've met with the right people. This is not a pipe dream, David. This is an.
And you're an architect.
Reality.
I assume you had a hand in designing.
Yes, I did. I was very fortunate to be able to do that, and it was very exciting. A completely different kind of design challenge, but we can do this.
You just have to get rid of recessions and pandemics, right?
Details like that, yes.
Yeah. Small details. But, you know, David, we get asked a lot, you know, when the trains went away, why did we continue? And I say, and this is so true, and our board hit this, it took a bit, but, you know, Art Train was never a train organization. We were always about building community through the arts. And we did it with a vehicle that was a train, but it was the programs that we delivered and the projects that we put together. And believe me, if you can turn a train into a museum and then tour it around the country, you know how to manage logistics and projects more than anyone else.
Yep.
And so we took those skill sets and developed, you know, a project management aspect of our organization, which we've been doing now, what, Damien, 13 years?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know the numbers, right? We know how many arts organizations we started. I would love to be able to stack that up against the spontaneous combustion of arts organizations starting in communities around the country. And I bet it would be a very interesting correlation as to the powerful impact of one organization like Art Train versus just single community efforts coming to forbearance in their locale. And that's really why I'm in love with taking it back on the road again with the trucks, because of that impact.
Do you think, Damien, that when we get to that point where you will take it back on the road, that you're going to be personally traveling along?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it. Some of the most wonderful times I had, and what brought it home for me, exactly what Deb has discussed and talked about, was when we had our board meetings wherever the train was. It was a very deliberate choice on the part of the board. Three times a year, we would meet wherever the train was visiting, because it enabled us to really see and meet the people in these communities that the train was bringing alive.
And I will say that, as important as that was, we're still extremely proud of helping young artists and creatives and even the Arts Alliance do what it does. Art Train helped start local arts agencies around the country. And when it became a time when the Arts Alliance needed some assistance, doing this in our own backyard is something that we are very, very, very proud of being part of. So, you know, it's a legacy that 50 years, it's been pretty remarkable. And we have E. Ray Scott and Helen Milliken and a whole host of others throughout the years that have made this possible.
And Damien, we're wrapping up our time together, but I do want to ask a final question. There's a 50-year history of Art Train now. A strong foundation has been built. As we talk about building an arts community and community building and project management, for the next 50 years, what do you see the legacy of Art Train becoming?
Oh, I see it continuing. Art Train proved itself to be so agile and so nimble with all of the changes. So first of all, with our movement off the train, that was, you know, hurdle number one, massive, a big wall to climb, and we climbed it. Then we've had all the same challenges that other organizations have had in the last year and through the economy, you know, the recession. We've survived it. We've stayed the course. We figured out different ways to deliver art into the communities. There's no reason why that should go away. And as we've adopted technology and we've really created a new kind of Art Train, there's no reason why it can't do another 50 years if we can keep this tradition of agility and maneuvering ourselves as strong and alive as we have.
And Deb, a real quick final question to you as well. Arts funding always at a premium. Do you see the support there to continue that legacy another 50 years?
That's always a question, but it's not just arts funding. It's all the other things that have to work together. It's people. I always think of the resources, people, time, and money, and goodwill. And all of those things have to work together, having the right people in the right seat on the bus to make these things work. And if those are in place, then you can do just about anything.
Well, Damien, I'd like to thank you for taking time out to talk with us today. I really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you, David. It's been an absolute pleasure.
That is Damien Farrell, local architect, long-serving board member of the 50-year-old Art Train Organizations. And Deb Pollack, I'll be back with you next week.
Absolutely, with another creative guest and story.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature you hear every Tuesday. If you'd like to find out more about today's guests and topics, access the Creative Impact Archive as well. Visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.